Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, welcome to the Phoenix 98 FM studio, Danny. Which isn't your stage name, of course, is Tiger Lily, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
And last time we did ask, I've completely forgotten how we got to that name, because I asked you that question last time.
You did. It was because when I started writing, I was about 11 years old, and I was at school when I was given the nickname Tiger Lily, because I looked like the Disney character from Peter Pan. So, yeah. You know it? Do you know it?
No, but I'm going to Google
it.
Once I get in, I'll be frantically Googling Peter Pan.
Google Disney's Peter Pan, Tiger Lily, and you'll see like a little Native American, because that's the correct term for it now. Yep. She's a little girl with like olive skin and long black plaits either side of her hair, and that's what I looked like when I started writing when I was at school. So, yeah.
Okay, and you're not from Essex, you're London and you're Persian.
Yes, I'm half Iranian and half Maltese. Yes.
Okay, well, not a Malteser.
A Malteser, yes, a Malteser.
And you had a little bit of Persian TV as well. You was on last time. I remember us talking about that.
Yeah, I was on BBC Persia. So I was with a fashion show that was live in between a live theatre production in London. It was first Iranian theatre production, and it was with a designer called Anoush. And funny enough, I was with Anoush last night at Fashion Finest Awards. He was up for a Designer of the Year. So in fact, one of the outfits that I wore for that performance was one of the images that was shown from his collection.
And so, you do quite a bit of that. We'll be coming on to some of those gigs, what you do later on.
Yeah.
But for people who haven't seen much of you, or rather than go through all the questions we did last time, you can find a lot about Tiger Lily on the last interview on the show page blog, which is Phoenix FM. Then just scroll on the programme so you find Sunday Lunch, and it's probably about half a page down you find our first interview with Tiger Lily, and we were talking about all that you've got up till then.
Yeah.
But you've been rather busy. What have you been doing since then? Because you've been a busy girl.
I have. Well, I set up my own PR company, because I was doing all my own for my music, and just people were just saying, oh, who's doing your PR? And I said, well, I am. So long and short of it was I set up Tiger World PR and Events, and it's been brilliant. I've got some great clients. It's focusing on the music, fashion and entertainment industry. So I've been doing a lot with various clients for that, including actually the Brit Awards. We went to the Brit Awards just for leather and Colin Leslie eyewear. These sunglasses I was wearing earlier, they were one of the goodie bag partners.
cover up my eyeball,
got an infection in my eye. I've been really busy with the PR. Some really exciting events. Did you see I was involved with the Newsroom's Got Talent?
I was going to ask you about this, because I was following it for so long, and had I not been working, I would have gone. And because I know you're strong.
I asked you if you wanted to DJ. It was awesome.
It would have been awesome, but I was tempted to even cancel what I was doing, but it's not very professional to let other people down.
No.
And of course, if I'd have gone, I would have had to tweet that on what I was doing. And then everyone would have been going, well, I thought he was ill or something like that. So that looked pretty awesome. And that's not it's the first time. That's a regular thing, isn't it?
For me, it was my first time being involved. Erin O'Toole, one of the news producers for ITV, got me involved with everything really to do with the event, from like the PR to organising a DJ.
Because Newsroom's Got Talent, obviously people will recognise Britain's Got Talent, but Newsroom's Got Talent, I take it, is all the established news readers and people involved in the news doing acts on stage for charity. Is that what it is?
That's correct, yes. Every year it's for the Leonard Cheshire Disability, but they have a second charity that changes each year. So this year was UNICEF, and I think they raised just over 50,000 this year.
That's
which
good.
Is fantastic. But yes, you're right. Erin O'Toole, who I just mentioned earlier, is the one of the news producers at ITV. She came up with the idea, I think it was in 2009, to kind of use everyone's hidden talents and get them in a great venue. It started off in a pub in front of, I think it was Piers Morgan that was judging it back in the pub stages.
Piers.
Hello, Piers.
He'd be listening.
Yeah, and then it got to the stage it is today, which was at the Indigo O2 with Blue performing, and we had a great panel of judges. We had Rylan was there.
He's been in here.
Yeah, yes, isn't he? That's what I mentioned. Yeah. Sparkly white teeth lit up the whole of the Indigo, which was lovely.
Who needs lights when he's there?
he was brilliant, actually. He was really, really good, and it was a fantastic night. So, and this year was the first year it got into OK Magazine. So and that's I was fantastic. Really pleased about that.
Did you? Is there? I take it that because looking at the format, you because obviously it's on Twitter. You can follow it on Twitter. Newsroom's got talent as well.
Yeah, it's Newsroom Talent for Twitter.
So. Do they have a winner overall, or is it? I mean, I know you have a judging panel of such. So do they?
They have two winners. They have the winners that the judges choose, and this year it was Pete Waterman, Nancy Dell'Olio, Cheryl Baker, and Ryland, and they chose. Actually, it was
not a bad judging panel. That.
It's not judging. They're not bad at all. Yeah, really good. I should have been on.
Apart
it, really.
From Ryland, I suppose.
You know, I should have opened the show, but I did say to Erin last
Pete
night
Waterman.
At the awards. You know, I was like, get me in front of Pete, please. So yeah, they actually Erin's team won. So she was like, oh no, you know, because I've you know I'm obviously the founder of the event. I don't actually want to win it because it looks. You know, it was better for us someone else to win. But she was so good. They did like a Mamma Mia. The ITV group did.
I see the photos.
Yeah, they did the Mamma Mia medley, which was absolutely brilliant.
And the rest is it seated? Is it meals? And
yeah, what they do is they have corporate tables. So different you know companies. But I bought a table as well. Tiger World PR and Events had one, hosted a table, and you know the money from the tables go to charity. But also this year was the first time I believe that the upstairs was opened as well, so people could just you know buy tickets to watch the show as opposed to have the whole black tie do downstairs. There's you know during the night there's the show obviously, there's the raffle, there's the after party, there's you know the auction as well. So there's lots to do, and it was such a great party afterwards.
Oh, I wish I'd done the DJing there.
Next year. Do you know what? There's loads of people that said I wish I got involved this year, but next year. So I'm going to do the PR again for next year. So.
Sounds good. And last night you was at the Fashion Awards.
Yes, Fashion Finest.
London's. Finest, was it?
It's Fashion Finest.
Fashion's Finest.
Yes, yeah.
And what was that?
Deborah St. Louis set up the awards, and it's been running for several years now, and it's to celebrate emerging talent in the fashion industry. So you had awards like Fashion Icon of the Year, Designer of the Year, Best Female Model, Best Male Model, you know, those Best Makeup Artist, so Best Stylist. It was fantastic. It's great because it recognises the emerging talent in the industry, not just from London, but all over the country, all over the world, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And quickly before we do a track, what was the MasterChef? It was Barclays MasterChef, I see.
Yes, it was.
Tweeted quite a bit.
Yeah, gosh, I've done so much in the last month. You mentioned all these things. I'm like, wow, that was just literally in the last month.
I have set aside a special hour just to read your tweets.
Yeah.
They go on for so long.
I know. I have six accounts that I manage for my clients and for myself. And I'm like juggling all of these from like the music, the PR, the events. But it's good because it all intertwines with each other and everything benefits the other one. It's a bit like, you know, hand to mouth type thing. But Barclays MasterChef Achievers Ball was in aid of epilepsy action. So that one I wasn't PRing. That one I was actually performing. Performing for, which was lovely, and that was at the Royal York Hotel up in York, funny enough. Do you know the amount of people I invited and said, you know, I'm performing for Barclays MasterChef Achievers Ball in aid of epilepsy action, it's at the Royal York Hotel, and I get a message back, where is it? Where is the Royal York Hotel? I'll give you a clue, it's in the name. The clue's in the name.
Let's talk about quickly about the music, because last time you was in, we had an EP here.
Yes.
I know you've done a lot of new stuff since then.
Yes.
Just for the listeners who haven't heard you, what would you describe your music as, your genre?
It's indie pop rock. It's kind of like that in between the American pop rock with more of the British influence. So, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to do a track, which one of your new tracks now, aren't we, live?
Yes.
What's this track? Tell us about it just before we jump into it.
This is a song that's from my current EP, the newest EP, which is out on iTunes, called Revolving Doors. And the song is about how not talking to a person you care about can be quite... painful, rather than actually saying horrible words or being causing any kind of physical damage. You know, the silence is the golden key to making that stab. It's called Silence is Golden.
Okay, we'll take it away.
Sometimes it's easier to close your heart off, just like a broken record that's been playing the wrong song. Sometimes it's easier to keep your mouth shut, just like the door that closed on your way out. What if all the things you do ain't right? through and through. Ooh, 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 ooh. We sit so close, but we don't say a word. I scream so loud, but I just can't be heard. It creeps down my neck and back, and it's no friend. There will be no more games if this time it's the end. What if all the things you do ain't right? What if all the things you say ain't right?
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And that was a new track, which was called?
Silence is Golden.
Silence is Golden. That's going to be coming up on some of your... You've got a new EP.
The EP is out, and it's on iTunes and available in all good downloadable stores, and it'll be promoted in the 2014 UK tour.
Because you had stuff on Reverb Nation, is it?
Reverb Nation, yes. I've still got it on Reverb Nation.
And that was a track, Letting Go, wasn't it?
Yes, Letting Go.
We might play that, because I've got that. You emailed me that, I think, didn't you, earlier on?
Yes,
so, tell us again about your musical journey. Danny, is that, people call you Danny, isn't it?
Yes,
Tiger.
I prefer Danny to Tiger.
How did you get into music?
It was a form of self-therapy, really. I was finding it quite difficult to fit in at school, so I'd come home and express myself through writing music.
Express myself.
Yeah, so I just did it for myself, really. And then it wasn't, I mean, that was from the age of 11, and it wasn't until I was like 26 that I said, right, actually I'm going to give this a proper push, which is quite, you know, late on in for the musical world, isn't it? You know, 26 is like, oh, I'm just finishing now, I'm retiring with my mansion. But I went, no, I'm going to start from now. So I just picked up the guitar, taught myself how to play. Obviously, today I'm not playing guitar because JD's a lot better.
Oh, we forgot about, yes, because it's Jurassic Dave, isn't
Jurassic
it?
Dave, yeah.
Who just come to you on that song. So hello to him.
Hello.
And he's was a fantastic bit of guitarist as well. I always forget the people that are doing all the music
in
the background.
Well, JD actually co-wrote that with me, so... he's my co-writer and producer on a lot of the tracks that I do. The EP actually is it was produced by James E. Brown from JBJ Studios in Uxbridge. Hello, James E., if you're listening. But yeah, just in the early stages, we sit down and I come to him and go, oh, I've just broken up with someone. I've got a song I want to write. And he'll be like, okay, here we go. And I'll go like, it goes like this. And then it goes like this. And he goes, right, okay. And then he puts it down for me. It's code.
Most songs are like that, cryptic messages, aren't
cryptic
they?
Cryptic messages. I want it to go like this big boom, 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 and then like that.
It's amazing how most songs are based on people splitting up.
Yeah, it
not
is.
Getting together. Next time you get together, because you're married, aren't you? Anyway, moving on to this question. Because you are out quite a bit. So I was about to say you're not in. You're always out of these events. That must be quite hard to
sustain
relationships.
Yes, it is. It's very hard. You know, so I'm currently flying solo at the moment.
I'll have to check it out on Twitter because it's
like, I don't put it on Twitter.
Everything's there on Twitter.
No, it's not. And I didn't actually put it. You know, back in the day when Twitter was first out, you know, you'd just kind of like pass wind and it would be on Twitter, wouldn't it? But, you know, I don't put that stuff on now. But hey, if anyone wanted to know, I'm currently single. So tweet me at Tiger Lily Tweeter. Maybe we can go for a Nando's.
You that's like, yeah, will it be number one or will it be number two? That's blind dates. You've done one the other day, still on, I watched on TV, like mini sketch.
Yeah. Holly Willoughby's taken over. Oh, no, that's Surprise Surprise.
That's Surprise Surprise, yeah. That's all sad stuff. I never watched that.
I know. Just don't leave it to EastEnders to make you cry, please.
What influences your music as an artist? What music do you listen to and try to put into the music you have?
I don't, I wouldn't say I try to put any of it into it. Actually, that's a lie. I do kind of like listening and go, I want to sound like her. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists won't admit that. But no, I do love Pink. Pink's awesome. I'd love to support her. More current art. I mean, Pink is current, but more kind of like emerging talent. I really love, it's gone out of my head now. Paloma Faith, daughter, and Foxes. I love Foxes. You know, great girl she is. I saw her live a couple of months ago. So
because you must now you're running the production company or the promotional company all the time. Yeah. You must meet quite a few of these artists. I do.
It's quite hard because a lot will say, "Oh, can you do my PR?" And I'm like, "Well, it's you know." Is this okay when I'm doing like a beauty company, fashion company, entertainment company? But when it comes into like the music side, obviously, it's kind of like it's hard territory to kind of balance it because obviously I'm an artist as well. So so I kind of I leave that side of it now.
Do you get nervous working on some of these shows? I mean, as a performer, I mean, obviously get nervous going on stage, probably, I would imagine. But you also get nervous hosting these big events, thinking, because I mean, a lot can go wrong, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it depends, you know, what capacity I'm there under. You know, sometimes I'm just there as a guest or I'm there, I'm actually hosting or, you know, so it varies on the level of pressure and of my commitment to the event. But generally, I tell you what's the most, it's not the pressure, it's a lot of people know me now as both, you know, as PR, Danny PR, Tiger Well PR and Tiger Lily. So I'll get people approaching me for different things and it's almost like walking around like being a schizophrenic. I can imagine. It's like, who do you want to speak to, Danny or Tiger Lily? I'll just get my hat on.
Do you host and go as an act itself?
Now I got asked this last night. Everyone was like, that knew me there as Tiger Lily, was saying, oh, you're going to sing tonight? Because usually I would sing, you know, at fashion awards or a fashion show or whatever, you know, I'd be the one going up singing. And I was like, no, I'm trying to keep it really, really separate. Saying that, if Erin asks me to do the O2 for Newsroom's Got Talent next year, I'll say, yes, please.
And what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you since, you know, on stage or at these events? Anything embarrassing happened? Like someone asking if you're married when you're not? That could now be up there, couldn't it?
No, I am still married. I am still married technically, but we won't go there. That's not embarrassing anyway. It's more like... Aren't you feeling awkward?
Well, no, not really, because I'll just Twitter it later.
So I asked Tiger Lily about embarrassing moments. I've had backing tracks skip when I haven't had a live band. That's embarrassing. Or, you know, waiting when you're about to, you know, people introduce you, the presenter says, oh, you know, now we've got Tiger Lily, and you're there waiting and the sound engineer's probably like having a kip or something and you're waiting for your backing track to come on, so you tell the worst like chicken stories. Why did the chicken cross the road? And no one's laughing. That's probably actually, to be fair, most people laugh at my jokes, or maybe it's the echo of me laughing at myself. But yeah, though, well, no, not really. I've been fortunate saying that now. I'm going to start my tour next year. See, now, okay, I'm embarrassed. There we go. I'm talking rubbish.
Now, I'm just looking at one of the tracks you sent me, Throw Me a Line, which I'm going to play in a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Do you know what? This whole EP was actually written about my breakup. So, like, they're not talking to each other. Throw Me a Line's like a bit like, give me a break. You know, kind of just like, oh, come on, let's let up here and just... You know, when you just want to give someone a break and just throw them a line, give them a rope to either rescue themselves or hang themselves. It's not morbid.
Let's give it a play. Does that mean the music stops?
Well, I don't know. You're the DJ. You're playing it.
Well, it's on my phone.
Oh, it's so technical here. I was felt like nobody liked me, but it didn't really matter, cause... Oh, how about another live track?
Well, that, you know, yeah, another live track. That means that it's downloaded, but it's only downloaded up to there, I suppose.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll try and rectify that, but in the meantime, you could do a live track.
Yeah, sure, why not? Just get JD to get his guitar out.
Now we got to the second most embarrassing thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, I know. Within 5 minutes of asking, has anything happened, and me thinking, no. Two, three things now. Thank you, you lucky charm, you.
But the good thing is, you only just emailed me that, haven't you? So
I have only just emailed you that, straight from Raimondo Pugh, so I don't know why it's not.
Perhaps it's still downloading.
Maybe it's your internet.
Perhaps it's in cyberspace somewhere.
It's in cyberspace.
Throw me a line. If you see it floating around there outside, just grab it and bring it to studio.
Buy it on iTunes. That's a nice little cheeky plug. Tiger Lily, Throw Me a Line from the Revolving Doors EP.
So what we've just done is actually we just plugged it for a few seconds.
Yes.
Just to get you into the vibe.
Yes.
Throw me a line. And do you know what? I was just thinking, that's a nice punchy start.
Yeah, it's a really good punchy start. And that's all you get, folks. So if you want to hear the rest...
I'm going to go and listen to it offline. You're now going to do a track for me live. What are you going to
sing? What do you want to sing? Yes, do chocolate button kisses.
Okay, cool. Take it away.
You smile at me, smile at you, and the world feels alright, mummy. Yeah, dance with me in a crowded square. I love it when we just don't care. No. Chocolate button kisses makes it all worthwhile. Chocolate button kisses, I love your chocolate smile. Talking to you and I don't compromise or lie. No. Sing with me an off-key tune. I love it when we just don't try. Chocolate smile. chocolate smile.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Chocolate smile. I like the whistle as well.
Yeah, it's quite.
If you're a bit dry, you could be going.
Yeah,
that would have been me. I would have been spitting at the
microphone. Yeah, add to number four. Yeah, Tiger Lily has no hiccups up until she.
And the good thing is, I like that track. I like all the beep boop 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 boop. Not quite like that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. That would have been better than the track he's going to play anyway for Amy Live.
Yeah.
How many can you do live?
45 minutes.
Oh, good. We'll be here for quite a while.
At least, but that's not including covers.
Now you've got a. You've done three tours, haven't you?
Two
tours. You've got another tour next year planned, haven't you?
Yes, from February, starting at the Kensington Reef Gardens. And, yes, I've just signed to RM2 Music. Hello, Diane Dunkley. She's booking the tour at the moment for me, which is sponsored by Just For Leather, Colin Leslie Eyewear and Saventa Image.
You do quite a bit of that as well, don't you? A lot of the sponsored ones, don't you?
Yeah. It's nice because, it's kind of like... That's how I ended up getting into PR, because I had quite a lot of endorsements and, naturally I was doing the PR for brands and people that were sponsoring my music, and my Just For Leather sponsored the EP as well. So
and Kensington Roof Gardens is it comes full swing now in the winter. They have quite a few of the acts.
They do, yeah. I think this is going to be my fifth time performing there, so it was lovely of them. Actually, they included me last year in their Virgin Lifestyle magazine.
Yeah, I mean, you've done quite a few. You've done 100 Club, Oxford Street, Hard Rock Cafe, London.
Yes.
You've done did you go to Liverpool as well?
Yes, I've been, where did I do? I think it was not Liverpool, Newcastle. I've done university in Newcastle Uni.
What's your ideal gig for you? What would you look forward to when it comes through?
One with lots of screaming fans.
Kids.
No, it's not. It's, generally, I think it's not about the building, although it helps if the floor isn't sticky, because, it's just not nice, is it? You don't want to slip on or get stuck to the floor on high heels. Yeah. It's about the atmosphere of the place. So whether it's a pub, restaurant, music venue, university, whatever, it's about the crowd and the whole, vibe of the place. So ideally, it's anywhere.
People like music.
Where people love music, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than playing where people are eating or not.
It's background, like background music.
It's soul destroying, but you've got to start somewhere.
The background music tends to be more when people do covers gigs, which I try and avoid.
Yeah,
massively.
Do you do festivals?
Yes, I do. I've done quite a lot of the local ones last year. Like my local ones near me, like the Maidenhead Festival. In fact, you guys had one I wanted to play, but I'm not Essex. So,
Essex. Yeah, there's we do one. Well, we don't not ourselves, but there's one in Brentwood Festival.
Brentwood Festival, yeah.
They have a good lineup. Yeah, I could put you in touch with that one. You can. It's certainly worth trying to get on stage. Yeah, it was good last year. It was one of the better years, because it didn't rain, which made a change last year. A lot of festivals got rained off, we done well last year.
I did the Duke of Essex Polo the year before last, and that really badly got rained so heavily on the, it was just sludge everywhere, so that was fun playing in front of five people and the horses.
Now, I know we were talking earlier on about writing music, but you do write your own music, which is
yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
How do you go through that process? I know you were talking about personal experiences, which a lot of people use, but do you write the lyrics first, or do you get the melody first and jam it together? Or?
It's usually the melody and the lyrics at the same time. And then I usually go to see either my friend Mark Croft, who's another singer-songwriter, or Jurassic Dave, who's in the studio with us today, and or Jamesy, and I just say, this is the melody and the lyrics. I might have a guitar part for it, very badly played for them, or I might just go, it goes like this. And then they put it together. So,
how's it going again?
And then it goes a bit, yeah. That's the process, really. Something will happen to me. I'll either be pissed off or happy, or some emotion will overtake me and go from my bones into the paper and then into my iPhone for a little, you've got the little recording app on it, and I'll sing it down the phone at 2 in the morning, probably another reason I'm single now. Sharp! And then I'll text it to them, and it will probably sound like a cat wailing, but they get it. They get me.
What's... Let's go back to these EPs, because Revolving Doors is the one that's been released and sponsored by J4L, yeah?
Yes, J4L, Just For Leather.
You had Memory Lane and Attractions on... was what your songs off, is that the old album?
Reflections was the first one.
Reflections, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 2009, 2010.
That's the one where you're holding up the Tiger Lily brolly, isn't it?
No, that's Revolving Doors.
That's the Revolving Doors,
yeah,
one.
But I've actually taken off, you can't get Reflections and Memory Lane on iTunes anymore. I've taken it off.
You've taken it off.
I wanted a fresh start. Just wanted a fresh start, so, you know, just polish the sound up and go out there with the, you know, I took a year out to do, really, since I last saw you. It's been all about the PR for my clients. So, you know, now that I'm doing that as well, but yeah, I just wanted that clean slate, not have any of the old stuff on there, because, you know, we self-produced that back in the day when it was in, you know, JD's bedroom and making music, that is. when we made sweet music in your bedroom. Anyway, moving swiftly on, it's Sunday lunchtime, Danielle, not Friday night. So yes, and now it's just the Revolving Doors EP that's out, plus the Letting Go track, which I did with Rockstone Music in LA.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to do a couple of ads, and then I'm going to attempt to play another track off the phone and see if it works. But let's get the adverts out of the way first, and we'll be back. Talk to Danny after this.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Do you know, I've got so much Twitter coming up at the moment. Twitter action at the
Twitter
moment.
Twitter action.
I usually do get a lot during the show anyway, so yeah. People can tweet in at DJ Tony Sat, and they'll probably be following you now, which is Tiger Lily Tweet.
Yes, that's right.
And you've got quite a few accounts, haven't you? Run through them.
My Tiger Lily one, which is at Tiger Lily Tweet. Then I've got Tiger World PR, Tiger World PR. But then I just manage all my other accounts.
For those of you who can't spell.
For those of you who can't spell, Tiger is T. No. And then I've got, yeah, just I manage the Twitter accounts for all my other clients, which you can find at, if you go to facebook.com/TigerWorldPR, you can have a look at who we look after. So, yeah, I won't go through all of them because it'll just sound like I'm doing a PR show. So.
Right, let's try this again off the phone. This is Silence is Golden.
Tony.
Yes, well, look, there you go. Because the music conked out. I know we thought it might, because we only I think it's still downloading somewhere in cyberspace. But okay. What was we talking about off air?
Off air? No, that was your job to say that.
No, before that, about this track, it was going to cut off. You'd already played it.
Oh, right, okay, yes. Sorry, rewind. Can I get a rewind? Ask me again.
Right, let's just talk about something else we're talking about off air, because exclusive just come in now. You've just been asked to do live on the 30th of November. It's the yes. Brentwood Lighting Up in yes. Brentwood High Street.
Yes.
Live on stage. And you're going to say...
Yes, I would love to do it. Thank you, Phoenix FM, for asking me.
That'd be great. And you'll be able to highlight some of this new material that you've
yes,
been playing.
Yes, I will be. That's so cool. So who's turning on the actual lights?
That'll be the mayor.
The mayor. Woo.
So you have to watch your space. We'll be talking about it in the next couple of weeks, actually, on the show.
Oh, fantastic.
The lineup for the main stage.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
It's a very busy, actually, the Bremen High Street.
Yeah.
It's a big event there. You'll get a couple of thousand rammed into the High Street.
So
it's all getting Christmassy now, isn't it?
Oh, I'm going to wear a Christmas hat for it. Throw in some jingles.
So I'm glad we got to play some of the tracks live because the phone didn't last that long, did it? It conked out. But next time you'll have to bring stuff on CD and we can play that. Who produces your albums? Do you do it yourself?
The first two we produced. The first one we produced ourselves. Jurassic Dave and I did at his studio in Wokingham, isn't it?
Wokingham now,
but before it was your bedroom. Second one was done at where was it? Denmark Studios. Oh, do you like how my brain is fried? It's because of the awards last night. I was out so late and I left my brain there on the train, I think. The second one was done at Denmark Studios, and then the new EP, which you've just been playing snippets of, which is available on iTunes, Revolving Doors, was done at JBJ Studios in Uxbridge by Jamesy Brown.
Okay.
Yes.
And so looking forward to you've got a new gig. Talking about gigs, where's your next gig? Where can people find you if they want to look up Tiger Lily and come along and see you live?
We're actually going to launch a new newsletter, but on the website it's got all my live dates, which at the moment is being refreshed because we actually weren't going to do any for the end of the year and go into 2014 with just the tour, but this lovely offer came in just by you guys just now, so to do the Brentwood Turning on the Lights. So so that's going to be my my next date will be November the 30th at Brentwood High Street. Oh. And then the rest is the tour that starts on the 7th of February.
Do you still have the clothing line you was doing?
With Laura, on the ASOS page, or ASOS website, we finished that line, and we are going to do one again for next year, but the old line that we had up, the first one we did, it did really well. She sold out. So we're going to do another one next year on ASOS.
Okay.
On the ASOS boutique, Laura Moore ASOS boutique with Tiger Lily.
When was the last time you told a porky?
Last time I told a porky?
And that's during the show, because it won't count.
It won't count. No, I haven't told any lies. I keep telling you, like, I'm just so, apart from leaving my brain on the train, maybe that's a lie, because I have it with me. It just doesn't appear to be. Oh, when was the last time I told a lie? A lie. Probably the job I just left, because it was along the lines of, yes, I am doing my work for you.
It's so much easier now with Twitter, isn't it? Because I think people put stuff on, they exaggerate, not so much lie. They think, oh, I'll just put a little bit
I shouldn't really say that. That's terrible. But not that he listens to radio, so that's fine. But yeah, no, I was working for a company whilst doing my PR and music, and, I just told a few porkies so I could keep doing my music. So, like, usually, oh, I've got physio. No, I'm going to sound check at a gig. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. Let's just run through all the ways we can get hold of you, because you've got a massive following on Twitter.
Yes. It's great.
Lots of retweets going on at the moment, which is always good when you're on the show.
Yeah.
You've got your website still, which is
tigerlilymusic.co.uk.
And that's got the links to the Twitter and the Facebook.
Yes.
And Tiger World, which is a different account, is your PR.
Yes, Tiger World PR.
Has that got a separate web page, or is
it's tigerworldpr.com. And then, in fact, the new website's being designed and built at the moment by Monkey Perch Studios, which are an awesome company. That's going to go live at the end, for the Tiger World PR one, that's the new one's going to be live at the end of November, which is great. So, yeah. Yeah, let's not leave a note on, like, when was the last time Tiger Lee told a porky? And thanks for coming in. So anyone who wants to book her now, or if you want to give her a job, just don't.
Well, you don't need a job now, you do so well.
I know. Full-time PR for me, myself, and I. It's really nice. My dogs just sit around. I have a new coffee machine, filter coffee, get up, do my work in my PJs with my dogs around.
What was you doing last night? Because what was the night before where you tweeted the picture of the band? What was that about? Because you was in rehearsal, wasn't you?
Yeah. Because obviously the last two tours were with me just playing acoustically. And this time I've put a great band together. Got Johnny Bristol on drums, Jurassic Dave on acoustic and rhythm. And no, you're doing lead, aren't you? Gary Mullins is doing a bit of both. Gary Mullins and Alex Keogh on bass.
Gary Mullins just tweeted in.
Yeah, oh, he's my little crush. He is. He's gorgeous.
He'll be listening. He'll know that now.
Yeah, I know.
It's your guilty pleasure.
He's my guilty pleasure.
Does the band have a name, or is it just Just your backing band.
It's just my band, my bitch.
Your well, band.
No, I can't say that. Sunday roast. Forget it if I say it three times, I never said it. Yeah, it's Tiger Lily and her beautiful, gorgeous band.
Well, listen, thanks Buff for coming men. In. We'll catch up with you, say, after the Brentwood lights switching on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll try and catch up with you there on the event, and also perhaps come into the studio just before Christmas and let us know how it's going on.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Danny and Jurassic Dave.
Thank you.